This video is going to share with you the fastest way to shift your brain out of anxiety mode. If you're getting intense physical symptoms that are mysterious, you might be wondering, how do I get out of this anxiety mode? And it's so easy to think that you're broken, that there's something wrong, that maybe it's a chemical imbalance, maybe it's a genetic thing. And it's so easy to feel like this is a life sentence. Well, in this video, I'm going to share with you how to get out of this anxiety mode. Before we even do that, it's important to understand what's even happening. Why are you stuck in this anxiety mode? So let's get started. Now, if you're new to the channel, if you don't know who I am, my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms. We don't teach people coping or managing. You can find that anywhere. We're more focused on helping you heal. Now, I'm not going to be talking about the mechanics of recovery. That is, you know, a huge topic to go into. But if you're curious, I'll put a link down below to a free recovery guide. Basically, a book I wrote out for somebody that was like me when I was struggling with anxiety. So I've written this book basically for a younger Sean, someone out there that might be dealing with the exact same thing. Check it out. Let me know if it helps. Now, it's important to understand that the source of all anxiety is worry. Okay? It's what we call the worry loop. Now, let's think about how people fall in the anxiety cycle. It often starts with worrying about whatever. It could be about, you know, work stuff, family stuff, relationship stuff. It could be anything. It could be, you know, a medical scare. It could be whatever it is. And you start having, you know, these worrying thoughts. And these negative thoughts, what happens over time is as you keep having them, the body recognizes it. The nervous system recognizes it. And then what happens is that as the nervous system recognizes it, the worry almost gets trapped in your body. It's almost like this worry energy that starts showing up and manifesting in the body. You might start experiencing slight digestive issues. You might start getting headaches. You might notice your heart maybe palpitates a little bit more. And now what happens naturally is that people that are used to worrying, that have this anxious energy of worry, well, what happens is that they begin worrying more. Now they start wondering, why am I feeling so off? Is there something going on? And so what happens is that they start adding more into that negative loop. Do that for long enough, and basically the body says, okay, I'm done. I'm going to take over. And what happens is the body just fully takes over. And what happens is people experience their very first panic attack, or they experience a panic attack. And their body basically releases all this adrenaline all at once, goes in this fight or flight mode, and basically says, I don't care. We're running away from something. We're going to do something. And so what happens naturally is when people have this panic attack, especially when they don't know that this was a panic attack, many people like myself thought that there was something seriously wrong. I thought maybe like I was going to die. I wasn't really sure what was happening. And, you know, we'd always use the term panic attacks, you know, naturally, you know, in conversation, but we'd never experienced it. At least I hadn't experienced it. And when I experienced it, it had such a shock value behind it. And so what happens even more, when people are naturally worrying about, you know, their symptoms and then their first panic attack, well, then they start thinking, well, what if I get another panic attack? So they start worrying even more. So now that anxious energy builds up more and more too. And then what happens naturally is when people are worried about having a panic attack, they get another panic attack. And so what's happening naturally is that their nervous system is becoming more and more sensitized. Their nervous system is becoming more sensitive to even the smallest stressor. And a lot of this is happening because of that constant worry. So what do you do? Well, you might recognize that the culprit of this is worry. But it's also a hard problem to resolve because the question is, well, how do I stop worrying? What if I'm not able to overcome this? What if I'm one of those unique people that just doesn't get better and other people can get better, but I can't because my symptoms are too intense. Well, I want to give you some practical steps on how to break what we call the worry loop. The first thing you can do is first understand why you're experiencing these symptoms. Because when you don't know what's happening, when you don't understand why you're experiencing the symptoms, well, you're naturally going to think worst case scenario, right? It's natural. It's not even an anxiety issue. Anyone, even if they don't struggle with anxiety, if they start experiencing weird sensations, they're going to think worst case scenario. At least it might cross their mind. And so one of the things you can do is begin understanding why you're experiencing these symptoms, how the fight or flight response causes these symptoms, How does it cause the digestive issues, the heart palpitations, the dizziness, the nausea, and really understanding it? You know, when I started helping people in the recovery journey and I started making content, I understood this. And so what I started doing was I started making videos on each specific symptom. So if you go back to this channel in the very beginning, you will see my very first videos were, you know, how anxiety creates heart palpitations and blood pressure issues, how anxiety creates that headband sensation and headaches, how anxiety creates all these other things, right? Like how you experience depersonalization, derealization. And I spent maybe the first couple of years on this channel just explaining why people were having these symptoms. Now, the purpose of that was, if you can understand what's happening, well, that'll eliminate some of the fear. And if you can eliminate some of the fear, you're not going to worry, right? You're only worried when you're scared. Now, the next thing you can do to break through this worry mood is understand nervous system sensitization, right? This is something not a lot of people know. More and more people are starting to understand this, but it was this thing for me that made it click. That's what made me realize, oh, okay, this was all anxiety. Because a lot of people would tell me, yeah, your symptoms are anxiety, but I'm like, this is too weird. I've been anxious before. This is not like normal anxiety. Once I realized that all it was is that my nervous system was so sensitive because of the stress that I was adding, that small things were creating an over-exaggerated response, then I realized, oh, okay, so I'm experiencing these intense digestive issues, the heart palpitations, the dizziness, you know, the blood pressure issues, the brain fog, all of that because my nerves are just extremely tired. That's why the doctors were saying everything was fine. Turns out the doctors were right all along. Once I realized nervous system sensitization, then I learned, okay, how does the process of desensitization look? That also gave me a clear understanding of how the recovery journey was going to look like, because the recovery journey is really based on how sensitized your nerves are. And the process of desensitization takes time. And that's why we have recovery programs. Like, the main purpose of the recovery program is to help people heal their nerves. It's to help people desensitize their nervous system. Now, the next step is also understanding the mechanics of the mind. So you understand the symptoms, but do you understand how your mind works? Because it's important, right? Because worrying is a mental activity. And so recognizing how worry and the mind affect one another, right? And one of the biggest things I always say is you are not your thoughts. You have 60,000 thoughts a day, right? And so you are not those thoughts. Now, the thoughts you hold on to are the ones that you feel like are the most true, right? So when you're experiencing these symptoms, you're like, oh, well, this must be true because I'm feeling this. So you start ruminating. So understanding that you are not your thoughts gives you some space between you and your worry. You start realizing that this is just all mental activity. And if you could just let the mental activity go on in the background without engaging with it, it passes on its own. And so recognizing the mechanics of the mind is huge when it comes to recovery. And then the last thing is really understanding the role of habit. In many ways, worrying is a habit. It's a natural habit. You know, a lot of people, it keeps them occupied. So, you know, if they don't have something to worry about, they start worrying about smaller things. And so recognize that a big part of this is habit too. So it's also developing new habits. It's understanding that, you know, a lot of this has happened over time. You know, there's a lot of tendencies that have been developed. And so unlearning those tendencies will also take time. And so again, recovery seems to be so much more deeper than what most people think. They just think, okay, the symptom just goes away, I'm fine. But as you start noticing, we start realizing, oh, okay, so I understand the mechanics of my body. I understand the mechanics of my mind. I'm starting to realize that there's some unproductive thinking habits that are involved. So recovery is a lot deeper. And this is why, honestly, it's so easy just to give coping crutches, right? Like, oh, okay, you're worried, here, try some chamomile tea, right? It's just such an easy fix. It's like, okay, just take this. But the problem is that it doesn't really fix anything, right? And if you're like someone like me that actually wants to get better, that actually wants to heal from this, who doesn't want to suffer unnecessarily, well, then you have to go deeper, right? And so this is a big portion of recovery. I hope this video helps. If you want to know more about the 5 steps of recovery, what the journey looks like from a long view, make sure to check out this video up here. I hope you enjoyed this one. See you in the next one.